You know, we've been talking about the plan for high school students heading back to in-class next week. But like most things, it is going to look a lot different because of the COVID-19 health guidelines. Rather than all students returning to the classroom at the same time, they are going to be split into two groups and alternate in-class and virtual instruction. So we've been exploring the impact from a variety of guests. Earlier in the show, we heard from some students. A short time ago, we heard from the child and youth advocate about her concerns for long-lasting impacts with regard to mental health. So we also wanted to get some perspective from teachers. That's why we reached out to the president of the NLTA, Dean Ingram, earlier this morning. Here's part of our conversation. So, Mr. Ingram, give us your thoughts on what you've heard so far about this blended learning model for high school students.
Well, the concerns we've had, and we continue to have them, about the ability to maintain physical distancing in schools, that's continued to be recommended by public health. I mean, the fact of the matter is the concerns we've raised since day one about the inconsistency, what we see in the general public venues and our schools, there is a separation. The current public health guidance document for schools, most recently updated in March, late March of that, less than 3 weeks ago, if schools are unable to cohort students, 2-meter physical distancing of students should be maintained. Now, we know that maintaining cohorts in K-9, well, it presents challenges and simply not possible at all for most senior high schools. The question then becomes whether or not there are assurances that this distancing can be maintained for high school student groupings in the proposed Scenario 2 model announced yesterday.
Well, when I think about, you know, high school students, you know, they tend to move from classroom to classroom. And, you know, just looking at the base plan, half the students in class one day and then the other half the other day. I mean, logistically, what is going to be involved here?
Well, there are a number of complications. And with that in mind, I am glad to see that government and the district are beginning, if nothing else, to recognize the need to provide preparation and true transition time for our members who are required once again to change their teaching model on what is short notice. I will be frank that I've had some concerns expressed to me from our members that learning about a change their teaching dynamic through a media statement without having any heads up, it didn't sit well with some members. That being said, I'm glad that there is at least the beginning of the recognition that there is a time needed for teachers to prepare to change the teaching model they'll be adapting going forward.
April 14th, though? I mean, it's already 8th. Is that enough time?
Well, that remains to be seen. It is once again another change in the teaching dynamic. That being said, I want to reiterate that I have all the faith in the world that our province teachers will do what's need to be done, but they are professionals. They will do what needs to be done. They will adapt as best they can for students, but being a professional also means being treated like a professional, which means that this transition time is 100% needed.
You know, we've been hearing from a lot of high school students and parents of high school students who are really, you know, pushing the conversation. They want to get back to in-person classroom. But what about the teachers? How do they feel? Do they want to return to class for high school students?
Well, the goal for everyone, I would think, or I'd like to think in any case, is in-class instruction for all students, but only when it's safe to do so. Teachers want to be interacting with their students in a more concrete way without question. But while everyone wants to get back to normal for good reason, but we've seen how quickly things can change, how fragile the situation can be, and how critical school safety is. They want to get back, but there is anxiety about the degree of protections they are offered. Teachers are providing an essential service. Those who work in our schools are providing essential services. Therefore, I would suggest that they need to be given access to essential protections, such as vaccines.
You know, when we're talking about half in class, half online, I mean, I just start wondering, I mean, do you have enough resources, like from a teacher perspective, to actually execute the plan as it is right now?
Well, right now, I only learned about this literally minutes before the news release came out in terms of, we're still trying to decipher through the concrete details. I know that there's going to be, during this planning time, but the one thing I can say, it's going to be impossible for teachers to be doing two tasks, one, teaching full online while teaching full in-class at the same time. If there's a model being posed that allows for a reasonable expectations, that can, fair enough, but we need to see what those are. That's why it's so important that the transition time and the true and effective opportunities there to explain not only the expectations, but how teachers are to implement these expectations. This is a significant shift once again, and I think everyone would agree that the province of school system have undergone a number of shifts since September, since last March.
What are your remaining questions, Mr. Ingram?
Well, when we come down to questions about what's going on, we have questions back to the transition model, is that how is it that students are going to be interacting? How is that going to be set up with the blended model? As I mentioned, teachers cannot be teaching students online while at the same time they're teaching students live in front of them. How are the physical distancing measures going to be attained in the classroom environment as we move forward? What protective measures are there? Are they going to be set up so that students can do offline work while interacting? What is that going to look like? I know Mr. Stack said yesterday he's not expect that the teacher will walk around with the mic and the camera being monitoring their classroom to those who are home but safe. And these are some things that are unknown. So at this juncture, I want to get a fuller picture of exactly what the plans are, exactly what the layout will look like, what the lay of the land will look like as we move into this, once again, another change and adaptation to the teaching model that we'll be having going forward. But paramount, we have to ensure that safety for everyone in the system is maintained.
Just explain this part to us. When you say, you know, teachers, it's difficult for them to teach in person and online, why is that?
Well, think about it. Right now, we're conducting an interview here now. Imagine at the same time we were speaking on this format, you had to respond to text messages that were coming in from other people that are touching base with you. At the same time you're interviewing me, you had to answer questions from your producer as to what you're going to do with the next guest coming on. I'd paint it in that scenario. You can't be focused on one task. So there has to be a way of blending the tasks so that the teacher's attention is devoted to the students they're instructing, and I'm looking forward to seeing how that's set up. The long and short is you can't do two tasks at once in that regard.
So they're different teaching functions.
Right. And this is the question. I need to see how this is going to blend. I can say as a former online educator, which I'll be returning back to, is that having asynchronous things set up, if you're given time to prepare for it, if you're time to accept that model, then it can work. But again, this is the details are always what's most important, these types of things. And right now we're still trying to decipher exactly what those details will look like and how will teachers provide the opportunity to adapt and use their professional judgment to try and make this work. Teachers will try to do their best to make it work, but it has to be a workable situation.
Mr. Ingram, thank you so much for your time.
You're kindly welcome.
That is NLTA President Dean Ingram in conversation with us a little bit earlier this morning, of course, in reaction to the plan to get high school students back to school in an adjusted format coming up next week. We've been asking all kinds of people what they think of this plan and what concerns remain. Let us know if you've got anything, any concerns yourself. Call the Morning Line, 576-5259 or 1-866-576-5259.